I want to talk to you about a theological debate, faith and repentance. I've noticed that in recent years, even some fundamental Baptists have argued that preaching salvation by faith is not enough. The attitude is we need stop this easy stuff. Let's be hard on sin. Let's make it tough. Let's make people realize they can't keep doing this sinful stuff and be saved. So what they say is you need to be pounding the people with repentance. They say we must preach repentance from sin as well. Dr. Ford Porter's tract, God's Simple Plan of Salvation, our basic tract, has been attacked as easy believism because it does not dwell on repentance. My concern, my fear, is that these people are holding these views and preaching lordship salvation, where a sinner must achieve a certain level of goodness, of turning from sin, before he's accepted for salvation. Qualifications, you see. You have to get rid of some of your sin before you're qualified to get saved. Now, this is not to say that repentance is not important. Luke 13:3 says, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. The need of repentance is there. Yet, if, as they would say, that the preaching of repentance is vital to salvation, I find it strange that key passages of Scripture do not include it. When the Philippian jailer asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved? He was given a very simple answer. Here's a person who thinks that his actions are required. What must I do? This would be a perfect time to say, well, turn away from your sin. And at a certain point, you might be qualified to believe. But what was actually said, Acts 16:31, they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Almost correcting the idea of things to do. Not doing, believing. So how do we reconcile these verses? Henry Thiessen, in his Lectures in Systematic Theology, said this. Furthermore, true repentance never exists apart from faith. That is, one cannot turn from sin without at the same time turning to God. Conversely, we may say that true faith never exists without repentance. The two are inseparably bound together. You think about it like two sides of the same coin. Let's call it the coin of salvation. One side has faith, one side has repentance. They're connected. You can't receive the one without the other. Louis Burkhoff, in his Systematic Theology, very different person from Thiessen, says, moreover, true repentance never exists except in conjunction with faith, while on the other hand, wherever there is true faith, there is also real repentance. The two are but different aspects of the same turning, a turning away from sin in the direction of God. It should be borne in mind, however, that the two cannot be separated. They are simply complementary parts of the same process. And these two theologians, having made a study of the doctrines of the Bible, came to the same conclusion, pointing out that in fact, to do one is to do the other. To do one correctly is to do the other. Dr. Evans, in his theology, shows how both repentance and faith involve the mind and the will and the emotions of man. Both are demanded of man, but both are a gift of God. So they have the same characteristics. So my way of illustrating, imagine your unsaved condition as standing with your face toward your sin and your back to God. At the point of conversion, you change that. You turn to face God. Now, that turning to God is faith. But how would you turn to Him without turning your back on your sin, you see? So in the one turn, you face God in faith, but you turn your back on your sin. Faith without repentance is not really faith. It's just a mere intellectual or emotional acceptance that simply adds God to a shelf of idols. Yes, I can believe in Christ along with everything else. James talks about this, James 2:14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? The idea being, can that kind of faith save? James 2:17. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. It's not a real faith. James 2:26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. And then the idea of trying to turn your back to your sin without turning to God, that's mere reformation. This is like a, you know, a New Year's resolution. I'm gonna try to do better. Yes. There you go, and made ready for the return of the evil spirit. Paul explained this thing Brother Jeb was just talking about, the sorrow over sin. The sorrow over sin is not in itself repentance. There can be many reasons why people are sorry for their sin. Most often because they got caught in their sin, and they don't like that. Look at 2 Corinthians 7:9-10. Now I rejoice, Paul tells these Corinthian believers, not that you were made sorry. You know, I don't get any joy in your sorrow, but that you sorrowed to repentance. Now, while that sounds like a sorrowing repentance, it's actually making a distinction, isn't it? They sorrowed, which led to repentance, to the change of thinking. For you were made sorry after a godly manner. The King James margin says, or according to God. You were made sorry according to God, instead of just the flesh, that you might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. That's what happened with Judas, wasn't it? He truly was sorry that he had done what he did and that it caused Christ to die. But there was no release in that. He grieved, but there was no repentance. Rather, suicide. So, let's recognize this, you know, impetus to, let's get tough on sin, let's not have this easy believism. John MacArthur in the West Coast says, I don't believe in lordship salvation. Then he preaches lordship salvation very strongly. And he's saying, you know, the greatest gospel story in the Bible is when Jesus told the rich man to give up all his goods, and he went away sorrowing because he had much riches. I'm thinking, you pick the story where the man rejects Christ as the greatest picture of the gospel. Really? Is that it? So, we're not interested in fad preaching. Yes?
I like the thief on the cross, rather.
Yeah, there you go. The thief on the cross. At the last minute, but repentance, you know. Belief. Bible preaching does not worry about including all the words men want included. That's not our consideration. Bible preaching on faith preaches a faith that repents. Bible preaching on repentance preaches a repentance that trusts in Christ. So just like the many examples in Scripture, we may urge people to repent, or we may urge people to believe, as long as they understand that both are involved in salvation. So let's not jump on that bandwagon. Yeah, we're going to be tough on sin. We're not going to have this easy believism. You know, when Christ did all the work, and all he asks of us is to believe, that's pretty easy. I don't know how easy you think easy believism has to be before it's wrong, but it's pretty easy. It's free. It's a gift. Dedication, consecration, discipleship, that's costly. But salvation, no, that's free. That's free. Comments or questions?